MSU Today is at the 36th Annual Michigan Recycling Coalition Conference in lovely downtown Kalamazoo. With me is Joe Kahn, who is the Community Relations Manager for Advanced Disposal. Advanced Disposal has services throughout Southeast Michigan, including the great city of Detroit. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Kirk. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Advanced Disposal.
Advanced Disposal has a footprint in Southeast Michigan. We're one of the largest waste haulers in the United States. We're the fifth largest, and we're in 16 states and in the Bahamas. So we're around. In Southeast Michigan, talking here at the Michigan Recycling Coalition Conference, we're very proud of the work that we do in the city of Detroit. In 2014, we became the trash hauler for the west side of the city of Detroit, for most of the city of Detroit. And as part of that, we kind of see the landscape of recycling and of environmental causes. And we made a few commitments going in there. Aside from the very important commitment Detroit has of hiring Detroiters to work in Detroit, we are a company of Detroiters serving Detroit, we also made some environmental commitments that involves recycling education, where we work with a great partner, Green Living Science, that's very creative and very engaging. They go into a lot of schools, and they put on assemblies and field trips, and we find, as we talk about raising the recycling rate across the state, we find that an effective way to do that is to reach the young people and have them bring that message home. Another thing that we it really does work. But another thing we do with the schools, talk about solutions from kind of cradle to grave in terms of sustainability. It has to do with yard waste. We're a trash hauler. We pick up yard waste from throughout Southeast Michigan. We take it to our landfill in eastern Washtenaw County, where we have a large compost yard. We turn it into compost, and we give it to the Detroit schools, a large portion of it to the Detroit schools. So they use it in community gardens. They learn about agriculture. They learn about sustainability. And how's this for a practical solution? They actually grow the vegetables for their own school lunch programs. So that's, we're really proud of that part of being part of that landscape of, environmental success in Detroit.
It's interesting that you mentioned some of the urban garden programs in Detroit. Over the years, we've done several programs focusing on that. But I don't think that we've ever discussed in any of those programs where they get some of their compost from, and now we know.
Yeah, we're in our second year of doing that with them. And that's that. It kind of underlies the importance of these public-private nonprofit partnerships, because we do this with the Office of School Nutrition. They partner with the Greening of Detroit, and, we supply them with the compost and it's, that cooperation is vital.
We have talked with some folks at this conference about participation rates at other cities around the state of Michigan, Lansing, East Lansing, for example. How is Detroit in terms of the number of people who actually participate in recycling?
Yeah, Detroit's a little bit unique in that you don't have a bin at every home. It's one of those few large cities in the United States that doesn't have that. We do have a pilot area where we have about 25,000 homes that have a bin. And for the rest, the rate is, I think it's hovering above 10%. But it's a common theme on your show to not just recycle, but to recycle right. And so what the ideal end is that everybody chooses to recycle and everybody knows how to recycle. And that's part of our partnership with Green Living Sciences. We don't just pass out bins. We educate even the adults. I know we teach the kids, but the adults have to take quizzes have to have a base knowledge of what goes in the bin so that we have clean and usable product at the end of the day.
Given your experience with these educational programs in the city of Detroit and within the schools, and what are the kinds of messages that, in your opinion, most resonate not only with the kids, but when they go home and talk to their parents about being more sustainable?
Well, it's about building the culture. The most important message is the most basic message, is that you can make a difference in keeping your city clean and beautiful. And you can do that at home with a recycle bin. These kids, when they come to these assemblies, and they're very interactive and they have a lot of activities, they know what goes in the bin and they know what goes in the trash. So you know, that's kind of the very basics.
You know, we talk about the importance of increasing the recycling rates, et cetera. Where does composting fit into this whole equation?
Well, composting is important. It's basically, you know, taking that yard waste. Well, what do you do with your grass clippings, your tree trimmings? It's a big part of 115 and everything that's going on surrounding the legislation. So the challenge with that in the state of Michigan, we find as a hauler, is that capacity. Where do you take that, take all the composting? We're fortunate to have a large yard that has that capacity. But the thing about our compost is it is so tremendously popular. Just this past weekend, we do something with our host community for the landfill where we give free compost to folks from Salem Township. And that's more of a rural farming community. And we put out 150 yards, and it is snapped up, you know, within an hour and a half. And you know, people come by with trucks and do their gardening with it. So it's in really high demand. You just have to have those yards where you can turn it and create it.
My guest is Joe Kahn, a community relations manager for Advanced Disposal, a waste hauler with services in Southeast Michigan. There's something really cool about your trash collection fleet. I mean, we talk about sustainability, we talk about alternative energy, et cetera. Tell us about your fleet and what you run them on.
No, I really appreciate that because when we made a commitment to serve the city of Detroit and to help make that Detroit clean and beautiful and be an important part of their comeback story, we decided, you know, if we're going to try to make their neighborhoods clean, we're going to do that with clean trucks. So we run our fleet on compressed natural gas. We installed a compressed natural gas station, a fueling station, at the DPW yard where we're based. And so when you talk about those, that we're getting into those muggy summer days in Detroit, and you can tell there's some air quality issues in the city. A CNG truck will keep 90% of the particulates out of the air. It doesn't multiply that problem of, you know, poor quality air and asthma and things like that. So we're very proud of our fleet, and it actually runs very efficiently, does a great job.
Well, you anticipated the next question. We know that it's good for the environment. How is it for the bottom line when you're running compressed natural gas compared to some other fuel?
It actually performs very well there. The difference is the upfront investment. You have to really invest and expect to be in the area for a long time in order to make that make back that investment. But environmentally and economically, it's a very good solution.
Joe, last question here, and I'm asking a lot of our guests this, but put on your prognosticator hat a little bit. Where would Advanced Disposal like to see its whole Southeast Michigan operation maybe 5 years from now?
Oh, goodness. We'd like to pick up, trash and a higher percentage of recycling at every house throughout Southeast Michigan. I'll say that's where we like to be. Just speaking in the spirit of recycling, it's important for us to be a partner with our communities and with nonprofits that do work to raise these recycling rates. And we're proud to be a part. We're proud to be partners with the communities that we serve. So the most important thing for us is that we're providing, you know, high-quality environmental services. We're doing it in a safe way, and we're keeping these communities clean.
Well, I don't think I can think of a better summary than that, Russ. Well, we've been talking with Joe Kahn. We've been talking recycling. He is Community Relations Manager for Advanced Disposal. Joe, I hope that you're there 5 years from now. I mean, you painted a pretty rosy picture, but it would be good for Michigan. It would be good certainly for Southeast Michigan, and I'm sure it would be good for Advanced Disposal.
Oh, looking forward to it, and thank you so much again for having me on. This has been a great experience.